Earlier this month, China began auctioning off its state cotton reserves. These auctions are expected to continue through the end of August, just prior to the harvest of the 2016 cotton crop. Until recently, there was not a lot of information available regarding the Chinese cotton reserves and their impending auction. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with new details on how the auctions are expected to operate.
The first week of the current auction series has now been completed. During the first 3 days of the auctions, the total sales volume exceeded reserve sales during the entire auction period last year. The majority of the cotton sold during this past week was imported cotton from the U.S. and Australia.
And for prices during that three-day period?
The base price for the first week's auction was settled at 84 cents per pound. The average price during the three-day period was 87 cents per pound. The highest price recorded for the imported cotton was close to a dollar a pound. In comparison, the average trading price of both imported and domestic reserve cotton is below current spot prices.
During the three-day period from May 3rd to May 5th,
413,000 bales were sold, with 330,000 bales of imported cotton and 83,000 bales of domestic cotton. The reasons behind this are attributed to the current lower inventory of textile companies, lower auction base price, and limited availability of higher quality imported cotton.
Since the auctions began later than expected this year,
many mills have allowed their supplies to drop and have actively bid for the imported cotton. The expectation is that the supplies of higher quality imported cotton will be quickly consumed by mills.